This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, home of the 2019 SOCOM Warrior Games, to great radio stations across America. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Let's recap a little bit, and I've got a question, a follow-up question from Al in Nebraska. We've lost a drone shot down over international airspace 17 miles off the coast of Iran in the Straits of Hormuz. It was a full-size drone. It was the Navy's, MQ-4C drone, which has the same wingspan as a Boeing 737. We were trying to guess at what one of these planes cost, and I probably overpriced it, and you probably came in better with the price. But to recap, it was shot down by a surface-to-air missile from Iran. They said it was over their territory.
By the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps.
That's right. That's right.
I would imagine if there's going to be a response, we would probably target the IRGC surface-to-air missile platform that this came from.
Yeah, they've got some of them out there in their oil platforms. They just dare us to take them out, you know, because they take out an oil rig with it. Now, Al in Nebraska asks a question. He says, would the Iranian National Guard really know it was a drone that they hit rather than just a full-size aircraft?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm thinking they would. How could you not know? I mean, they know we're flying drones out there. And this is a high-altitude drone, too. We don't know how high.
Yeah, this one flies, I think it can go up to, 55,000. It's got some interesting capabilities because it can actually handle all kinds of weather and clouds and all those other kinds of things. That's why it's different. It's kind of several features up from the Global Hawk.
Now, I sent you something here because in Arizona we've got something that's going on there. It's a very scary and dangerous situation when you can be in Phoenix, Arizona, and look up towards the Superstition Mountains and see heavy smoke up there with a fire that's only 15% contained with 40,000 acres already burned and 750 firefighters fighting it. This is not a pretty thing. It is headed towards areas where it could destroy homes. The firefighters are working very hard on trying to control it, and that's not easy.
Yeah, I'm looking at their emergency bulletin. It's still 11 miles away, what is known from the Roosevelt area, which I think is residential.
Yes.
So, Yeah, they've got Bureau of Land Management that's working this thing. The only thing you can do is watch to see what, you know, how much they can advance on containment.
Yep, and try to get out in front of it and stay out in front of it and get the burn areas in there.
The weather conditions there are conducive to a fire.
Yeah, unfortunately. Now, the U.S. Navy came out and identified remnants of the mine and said that it bears Iranian hallmarks. It's actually got Iranian writing on board it. I don't know if they're going to show the pictures of that or not with the tankers that were attacked last week.
Yeah, I have the video. I haven't looked at it yet, so I don't know what was said in it. But we're very, very cautious. We don't say it's the exact same kind of limpet as it was, used before. We're very, very cautious on these things. I mean, we do some interesting investigations and forensics before we make any kind of confirmations.
Now, China, reportedly, there's a couple things. Of course, China, the president there is going to visit North Korea, I believe.
He's there.
Okay, he's the first one to be there, right? The first president from...
Yeah, I think in, over 10 years, 20 years maybe.
All right, so do you think North Korea is getting their marching orders?
It's really hard to tell. I think this is a situation where President Xi is just going to poke around and see what's really happening and, maybe the first of more than one summit.
Now, the other thing is that we've got a report yesterday that China is they're taking body parts, organs out of some of the people they have detained there, which is pretty gross, and selling them on the open market.
I think they're doing that with the Uyghurs. I can't be sure.
Jeez.
The Uyghurs that they've got detained.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the case. That story came out a couple of days ago, and I kind of skimmed it, so I'm not really qualified to say, but that sounds like what they would do.
Yeah. Okay, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch rolling along, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, which for the next 10 days is the home of the SOCOM 2019 Warrior Games. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us, what's on your mind?
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, USCCA is more than just an organization that provides a legal defense for you in the event that you get yourself caught up in a situation where you've had to defend yourself by maybe a gun, maybe a knife, maybe a club, ball, bat, hammer, screwdriver, your fists, or whatever, because they know that the last person standing is the first person the police will always look at when they show up at a scene. And defending your life shouldn't cost everything that you own either. They also offer training. They have USCCA instructors. They have programs both online and in person in many areas around the country where you're listening to me right now. So the way to find out about that is pretty simple. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. Take advantage of the free gun a day giveaway. After you do that, become a member. You've got three different operator plans that you can join there, and you'll find out what I'm talking about. In addition, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff and some pretty spiffy gear, too. And don't forget about the Concealed Carry Magazine, the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo for more details. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the U.S. is mulling caps on the H-1B visas, in specifically that are being given to the technical folks from India. Now, we need a lot more technicians, computer types, if you will, and India trains their people very well to do that. We're still behind the curve on that.
Not really. We have a limit, if you will, of 85,000 H-1B work visas. And 70% of that number goes to India. And so they, India hits their quota every single year on this one. And so the, Trump is, I think, wanting to cap that so it doesn't all go to India. India has been essentially exporting two types of, I guess, educated professionals. And they made this declaration about 15, 20 years ago. I had hired a couple of them myself. They go after IT and they go after medical. Those are, you know, when their students go through university and whatnot, they really only have those two industries to choose from.
Uh-huh.
So we have plenty of IT people here in the United States. But we also use India because that labor is so much cheaper. And I think that's the reason that he's considering having a cap, because it drives down domestic wages here.
Okay.
So, yeah. So,
all right. Now, I just had a headline come across. I've not had a chance to read a story. Don't even see the story associated with this. It's just a headline coming from the White House. It says, ICE to begin removing millions of illegal aliens next week.
We have quite the inventory. I was, have it here, but I haven't had a chance to read it. But we've got quite the list or quantity of illegals that did not go to, they didn't show up in court, that, their cases have already been settled. The judge has already ordered their removals for various reasons. I mean, they could be criminals of various levels.
Uh-huh.
And so we, and there, apparently there's over a million of them. So we're going to be putting the burden on ICE to mobilize and track down these people and start deporting them. That all sounds great in theory, and I'm happy for that, because that will send a message. But deport, I guess I would have to say, how many people have we deported that have come back into the United States?
A lot.
A dozen or more times.
A lot.
You know?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
But it does, in fact, send a message. Hey, we're not messing around, you know, so start waiting for the plane to start landing wherever they're going to land, because we're going to start deporting these people. I don't know how many resources ICE can apply to this additionally to what they already have. So it'll be kind of interesting to watch.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's the website, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for her daily sit reps, and get the information that she writes about when she writes about it, and you'll get it ahead of everybody else. Now, the FBI is probing the Dominican Republic deaths with the toxicology reports that they are in the process of completing. Gosh, you had a whole bunch of people, the Jimmy Buffett tour that went over there to watch him perform, that got sick. I mean, this just goes on and on and on here.
Yeah, it really does. We have sent some medical professionals down there. We've sent the FBI. I think we've got even some State Department people. What was happening was the Dominican Republic officials were not cooperating. They were essentially doing a cover-up. They won't even release some of the bodies yet.
Yeah, I heard that.
They're actually making demands that the bodies be cremated in the Dominican Republic. So we've gone down there and we've made some real pressures. Like, no. They've actually put out some, you know, death certificates and said this person died in the hospital. Well, uh-huh. No, they really didn't. Here comes another report. They actually died in the hotel. And it's not a single hotel, by the way. It's in many of these resorts. So this one's going to be very interesting. I guess I would have to say we need to be asking some questions that when Americans travel to a foreign country and there is a death, how does that get reported back to the United States, to the State Department?
Uh-huh.
And then if there are two or three or four or five, I would say we're very late on any kind of response on this one. I'm real kind of disappointed in our State Department, because, I mean, these deaths didn't happen just yesterday.
No.
It's been a real pattern here. So I'd be asking some harder questions on this one.
Well, I think the FBI needs to go in there with a big stick and say, look, guys, you get the hell out of the way. We got to find out about this. There's too many questions, and you can either help us or you can be part of the problem.
Well, I'm sure that's already been said by our State Department.
I hope so. Okay, now, the other thing is, we had a ISIS supporter who was arrested after planning an attack on a Pittsburgh church after they had that horrific shooting here a year or two ago, whenever it was there. My goodness.
Yeah, that tells you that the reach of militant Islam is still out there.
That's right.
Those seeds have been planted, but I would have to give a hat tip to the FBI on this one, because they're certainly watching media and whatnot, social media, and becoming operating undercover, if you will, to the point where this cat was actually thinking he was communicating with other ISIS supporters, and that wasn't the case. He was communicating with the FBI.
Right. Now, you saw the president's speech last night, right?
No, not entirely.
But you heard about it, and you probably heard.
I heard pieces of it, yes.
Okay, well, we'll wrap up with this. CNN, 6 minutes they showed of it. Then they did a minute and 17 seconds when they started in with the CNN sucks, CNN sucks. They got in there, they took it out, and then they spent the next hour doing nothing but bashing Donald Trump and calling everybody names. That were supporters. It was a cult. It was this. It was that. Somebody needs to put the binders on these people and say, look, just take a look at yourself in the mirror.
Well, I would say here at this point, we need to watch what the DNC is declaring on who is going to broadcast and cover the DNC debates.
Yeah, they started last night, of course.
Who's having access and who isn't? I know they cut Fox out. I think they cut out CNN, but I'm not sure. I would say that the DNC is already beginning to censor media, which is remarkable.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you tonight. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Everybody, go over there. Check out all her great articles. I'm coming back with the military and veterans news segment. Very active night, militarily speaking. Going to update you again on Iraq, on Iran, with the drone being shot down. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News.
Chinese President Xi Jinping left for a state visit to North Korea, where he's expected to talk with leader Kim Jong-un about its nuclear program while negotiations have stalled with Washington. He would be the first Chinese president in 14 years to visit North Korea. The upcoming summit comes as both Xi and Kim are locked in separate disputes with the United States over trade and nuclear weapons. The Union Pacific Railroad says it's investigating the cause of the derailment of a freight train in northeastern Nevada that briefly shut down I-80 near the Utah line. Union Pacific spokeswoman Kristen South confirms military ammunition and hazardous materials were on the train which crashed near the rural community of Wells. She said no ammunition or hazardous material were on any of the cars that derail, and that there is no danger to the community of Wells and the surrounding northern Nevada countryside. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, the National Aviation Academy that has two locations to serve you, one just outside Boston, Massachusetts, and Concord, Mass., and the other one down here in my backyard. It's in Clearwater, which is part of the Tampa Bay area. Check them out online, naa.edu, and here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy is well aware of the fact that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many of you have chosen to go to technical schools to learn some sort of trade. Some of you go right to work in that trade for a year or two or three. But in most cases, you wind up not going to college at all. And that's something that we can help solve by giving you a career that will pay you $50,000, $60,000, or more per year just to start with. All depends on how good you are. Now, the National Aviation Academy
can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 to $60,000 a year or more. You can check them out online and find out more about them at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. They've got two campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston. They are expanding that campus, and they are enlarging it. And in the fall, they're going to go back to putting on daytime and nighttime classes as well up there. Right now, it's just daytime during the summer. And you can also call them and ask to take a tour of their facilities, whether it's the one in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater. Their number is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, starting out with the situation in Iran, I believe there will be a measured military response by our military within the next few hours, unless it's already happened and we don't know about it yet. But a U.S. high-altitude drone was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile over the Straits of Hormuz, 17 miles out in the straits in international water. Now, this comes after last week's attacks on two oil tankers by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Everybody has been shown the proof by the Navy. We now have fragments of the tippets that the mines that show Iranian markings on them. There is no doubt that that's whose mines they were. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard that was shown taking the one tippet mine off the side of the tanker, getting rid of the evidence, if you will. But I believe there will be a measured military response within hours, if it hasn't already happened, over there against the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and in particular, their fast boats. Now, a commander for the Iranian Revolutionary Guard said the shooting down of the drone sent a clear message to the U.S. He said that while Iran has no intention of war with anyone, it's ready for war. Now, what they shot down was a sophisticated, full-size drone, the U.S. Navy's MQ-4C drone, which has the same wingspan as a Boeing 737 passenger jet. Now, it was over international airspace at the time, 17 miles off the coast of Iran, and Iran is saying no, it was over their airspace, which is why they shot it down. This is a high-altitude drone. A drone that can fly up to 55,000 feet. Don't know how high up it was when it was flying, if it was shot down with an S-400 missile battery, which I suspect it was. They certainly have the capability to go up over 30,000 feet, and they might have got lucky. They might not have. We'll see. Might have been target practice. Don't know. But anyway, stay tuned for more. I'm going to tell you that's going to become more of a situation during the course of the day. Now, also, the United States Army has just lost, again, temporarily, their U.S. Army Secretary, who is gone over to take the acting job at the Pentagon as the Secretary of Defense. Now, this is West Point graduate Mark Esper. Now, this is significant that I use the word West Point. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is a graduate of West Point. And he's over as the Secretary of State. Now you have, moving into the Department of Defense, another West Point graduate, Mark Esper. And wait till you hear this, the Undersecretary of the Army, who will be moving into the Acting Army Secretary position, is a former Army Ranger by the name of Ryan McCarthy, who will become the Acting Secretary of Army. Now, this is a dramatic change of landscape in the U.S. military in Washington, D.C., and it's the first time it's happened in a long, long time. This means the United States Army has leaders in charge of both the Joint Chiefs and the Defense Department. That is significant. How about that? And go Army. That's all I can say there. By the way, Vice President Mike Pence visited the hospital ship Comfort before it moved south to Venezuela on a five-month mission down there to help Latin American countries struggling to absorb the migrants and the health issue crisis that's down there. They will be in the region, and they will be taking critically injured patients for much-needed surgeries and other things, as well as responding to the humanitarian need of those people that are down there. Now, the U.S. Air Force has just flown its first test flight of an AGM-183A Air Launch Rapid Response Weapon, a hypersonic weapon manufactured by Lockheed Martin, and it will continue to ground and test flight this over the next 3 years, this particular weapon being flown off of B-52, which will make the B-52 an even more important lethal piece of firepower. And remember, we've got B-52s over there in the region as well of the Iranian situation. Now, the Marines are talking about the weight being humped around by grunts into a firefight with a sophisticated adversary like Russia or China. It could be the difference between a mission success or going home in a body bag. The extra 15 pounds of gear that we carry around compared to our adversaries. And the Marines are taking a look at fixing that situation. We'll see how that works out. The National Guard has fired, the Minnesota National Guard has fired, discharged a 19-year-old Chaska man with ties to a nationwide white supremacist organization following an investigation into his online activities before he enlisted, and he will no longer be in the Minnesota National Guard as a result of that. The U.S. Coast Guard, by the way, is seeking input on an IT infrastructure consolidation plan that will help migrate part of the system for the chart to the cloud to ensure operators around the world have access to critical networks. And European nations are teaming up now to make a sixth-generation fighter. Question is now, can the U.S. catch up and keep up? Because France made a splash at this year's Paris Air Show, unveiling a sixth-generation fighter designed the Future Combat air system. And, of course, France has got the Mirage. They've had it for years. By the way, Lockheed Martin is chasing down more fighter sales in Europe. Lockheed Martin is chasing the strong potential business for its fighter offerings in Europe, as well as opportunities in Canada and India, according to representatives of the Lockheed Martin Aeronautics Division. And we'll see how all of that plays out. And finally, a Medal of Honor recipient, Dakota Meyer, has praised the revolutionary neck injection treatment for PTSD, said so on a 60 Minutes report over the weekend. We'll see how that works out. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be our guest. I'm going to ask him what he thinks about what's going on in Iran. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. My conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by our very good friends over at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, the hidden gem in Bradenton right now is sitting inside Mixon Fruit Farms, and it happens to be the Mixon Fruit Farms. Groveside Cafe. Now, this is a place, if you like good homemade food, this is the place to go. Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich, well, for lunch, oh boy, Grandma's pot roast for lunch, oh yeah. How about one of the BLT sandwiches stacked high with applewood bacon? You betcha. And then there's the amazing Superman or nightclub sub, either one. And don't forget the forklift burger, large and in charge, seasoned to perfection with your choice of cheese. It will not disappoint you. And then for dessert, try the orange swirl ice cream. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon Fruit Farm retail store, which is in your tourist book that you get when you come to Florida. They hand you one of those tourist bureau books, and it's in there. They're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Mixon Fruit Farms. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog of Wall Street. We've had some breaking news during the course of the night. Iran has shot down a full-size drone. This is not one of the little ones. This is one of the big ones with a wingspan of a 737 jet over the Straits of Hormuz, out 17 miles in international waters. They say it came into their territory. It did not. And we've lost a multi-million dollar expensive drone. What do you think is going to happen next?
Hopefully nothing. I think it was 17 miles off the Iranian coast.
That's right.
If I'm not mistaken. So it was obviously very close, but hopefully nothing. Hopefully cooler heads will prevail. Our record in the Middle East, for lack of a better phrase, is horrific. And I think that we should be stepping away from that region rather than continue to engage in that region. Failure after failure, whether it be in Iraq, whether it be in Libya, again and again and again, we've proven not to be successful in that area of the world. We don't live there. I think other nations in and around that area should be taking control of the situation. We have to, at some point in time, now that we're energy independent, walk away.
Well, that would be nice, but I will make a prediction. Within the next few hours, we'll hear about some sort of calculated strike against something that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard possesses, since they're the ones that shot it down. We did move more naval assets into the area on Monday. Something is going to happen. We'll hear about it during the course of probably the morning or afternoon. What it's going to be, I have no idea.
Listen, we've dealt with this in the past, and cooler heads prevailed. And how we did it, this is actually back during the Iran-Iraq war.
I remember it well.
Kuwait was helping out Iraq.
That's right.
At that time. And there were some attacks on ships by Iran that Kuwaiti flagged ships.
They sank a tanker in the middle of the Straits of Hormuz, remember?
Yeah, we need to reflag ships, put American flags on these ships.
Yep.
Then they're under the protection of the U.S. Navy.
Yep.
And I don't think that any American flagship is going to be attacked, because then that's a different, you know, ball of wax.
Well, right, we did that back then, and Ronald Reagan actually sank a whole bunch of their gunboats, took out two of their oil platforms, first time two of their oil platforms, the second time with an Iranian Navy base. That's how they stopped.
Yeah, so this is when, going back in time, we were allied with Iraq at that point in time. Shows you how screwed up that entire region is.
Oh, yeah.
What we need to do is reflag these ships. Put an American flag on, and then I think that's probably the best way to handle that situation within that area, because then they're going to come underneath our protection.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. And by the way, the U.S. Navy also revealed yesterday that with the pieces and parts that they found of the Tippett mine left behind, that it definitely has Iranian markings on it, and therefore they've come to the conclusion Iran was responsible.
Okay, but my question is this, and I saw that too. It was a Japanese ship that was attacked, correct?
One of them.
Why are the Japanese disputing this?
Well, good question. And the Japanese, by the way, own both of the cargoes on that and the Norwegian flagship. One was LPG gas, and the other one was methanol.
And the Europeans are not going along with our assessment of this either.
Actually, they are. Yesterday, shock, shock, Germany said it appeared that Iran was responsible for the attack based on everything they had. And I almost fell over when I saw it.
They said it appeared, but they didn't go far enough to say, they also said we still need more evidence in regards to this. That's the one thing. And I'm not saying that the Iranians didn't do it. They probably did. All I'm saying is, at this point in time, you have to have more of everybody coming together. And again, it wasn't our ships that were attacked. This was a Japanese ship. I don't understand for the life of me why would the Japanese, why are they so skeptical?
And where was the Japanese prime minister at the time of the attack?
He was in Iran.
Yep.
Again, it strikes me as peculiar.
All right. Well, I got a little something interesting here, which kind of defies logic. But here's a minute and 17 seconds of the CNN coverage of the president's speech. And listen to the way it starts out.
By the way, is a lot of fake news back there. That's a lot. That's a lot. You know what I say? The amount of press we have tonight reminds me of the Academy Awards before it went political and their ratings went down the tubes. This was our chance to reclaim our government.
All right, we've been watching the president kick off his reelection bid. He's been on stage for about 6 minutes. Within 2 minutes, he did talk about the economy, but within 4 minutes, it was attacks on the media.
Well, needless to say, CNN took him off the air. They couldn't stand any more of the CNN sucks yelling, which is what they were hollering, if you couldn't understand that CNN sucks. But the fact of the matter is there were over 1,500 reporters in the bullpen area where they put the media at these events, the biggest group they've ever had.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of reporters, and I had heard that CNN had cut coverage.
They did.
They cut coverage when there was a CNN sucks chance going out there. They don't have very thick skin, that's for sure.
No, and CNN is part of the problem out there, and I don't care what anybody thinks about that. It is a fact that CNN is doing opinionated news.
Well, there was a big op-ed today in the Wall Street Journal by the editor-chief and owner of the New York Times, on the top orders, the Pinch Schulzberger there, well, I think it was Sun,
right
there, and going after the president, because the president described the New York Times as treasonous. It was in regard to the Russian cyber espionage story that they did, and Trump went against it. And I read the article this morning going through it, and he's talking about freedom of the press and how it's not good for presidents to attack, and how he met with the president. The president has no problem with fake news. Yeah, I read the article, and I could see the points that he was making. However, the news media is never accountable for the bull excrement that they put out.
Mm-hmm.
If he could come out and, you know, if the corrections pages were on the front page of a newspaper, when you screw up and you make mistakes and you're held accountable for when you do things the wrong way and when you put out fake news, that would be a different story. But and the fact that nowadays most of these news organizations, they're running journalistic operations, they're running narrative operations, they're there to push people in a certain direction. Now, I could see through it right away. I've been doing this for a long time. Again, I kind of found it kind of funny that he came out to try to defend what was going on, but everybody knows the nonsense oftentimes that they put out. And the funny thing is even when they screw up and they get caught, they start patting these people on the back. I mean, Dan Rather, fake but true documents, made up an entire story looking to take out George W. Bush, and he got a reward for it.
Yeah, I know. I remember seeing that. Okay, well, here comes the music. We got to go. So Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And there you go. Okay. I shall return with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Covered right back right after these announcements. Top of the hour, Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook coming in. And also at the bottom of the hour, next hour, Brooke Emery, American
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.